Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kickstart Your Company's Conversation with Expert Entrepreneurs, If I Had Only Known. My name is Cheryl Schofield, and I'm the follow-up specialist, the CEO founder of Kickstart Your Company, and your hostess for today's Conversations with an Expert Entrepreneur. Thank you for joining us to listen in and discover behind-the-scenes insights from an expert entrepreneur that just might save you hours of time and piles of money. Because as entrepreneurs, we often build our business on our own. And when you're alone, you can get off course and end up in tall weeds, wondering, now what? But when you have mentors and a mastermind group as confidants who provide a sounding board for your ideas and concerns, it's just so much easier to discern the right strategies that you'll need to move your business forward. And during these conversations, I ask the question, what business growth strategies have you discovered along the way that you wish you had known earlier? Because that knowledge would have made growing your business just so much easier. Because I know I'm dying to find out, what do other successful entrepreneurs would have done differently to grow their business if they'd only known? And if you have any questions, why not join the conversation and just send your questions to me, Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, at kickstartyourcompany.com. So let's get started with today's interview. Are you frustrated because no one's opening your emails? Is your opt-in box ignored and passed over? Well, if that's you, then you'll need to pay close attention to who I'm interviewing today, because during this conversation, an industry insider is going to reveal how to get a grip on what your prospects want in a clear and concise way, more than you ever thought possible up until now. During today's conversation, you're going to discover how to get to the bottom line of your client attraction. Plus, you're going to find out three buzz-killing mindsets that are holding you back and how to get clear in less than 10 minutes on why your clients buy and the very words that are going to have them eager and leaning in. You'll learn these and other insider secrets because the person you're about to meet is an expert entrepreneur. Her name is Lana McCara, and she is the Prospect Profiler. Welcome, Lana, to Conversations with Expert Entrepreneurs, If I'd Only Known.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. It's such a pleasure to be with you today. I know your work, and I've respected you for a while, and I just was so thrilled when you gave me the invitation.
You know, can you tell us a little bit, Lana, because I'm sure everyone is dying to know, what is a prospect profiler? I know I was fascinated when I first met you, and I'm sure everybody on the call today is just dying to know, too, how can I get clear about what my prospects want? Can you just tell us a little bit about this idea of clarity? I mean, really, how important is it?
Well, thank you for asking that. To give you just a little background about how I put this together, I'm a published author. I have 19 titles and more than 500,000 books sold. And in my writing career, I used a proprietary system to create my characters. And I used that study of profiling and psychology and behavior to bring it over into the marketing arena to identify why someone would make a buying decision. And our buying decisions are based on emotional impulses. We always feel an emotion when we say yes. So to understand that requires knowing what the person's thinking, what they're feeling, and what the value system is and things like that. And so that's what prospect profiling is. It's like an FBI profiler would profile your, you know, your prospect for you, and it's so quick and easy to do. Well, I'd like to start out with this idea of three buzz-killing mindsets, because if we start out with what not to do, then we can go in on what to do with a little more clarity. So let's start with that.
Great.
The first buzz-killing mindset is what I call the hem and haw syndrome, and this is where someone asks you, well, what do you do? And we just talk and talk, and we try to explain, and the more we talk, the worse it gets. We just hem and haw around. Well, there's no need to ever have this happen to you again. The second one I call winning the lottery. And I hope that no one on the call, oh, boy, I'm counting on you, would ever pick a target market at random, because that's what this is. Pick one at random. Just pick one and then sit back and watch the bucks roll in. Well, that's not exactly how it works, is it?
Certainly not.
We want you to know who your prospects are and why they buy with full clarity so you can get your prospects and services right out there in front of hungry eyes. Now, the third one is what I call the scattergun approach. And, Cheryl, this is where I step on some toes because the scattergun approach is so prevalent among entrepreneurs. And when I tell you what it is, I know with a crowd this size, there are going to be some people who are going to say, oh, that's me. So just excuse me before I get there, but I am going to be stepping on some toes today. This is where you say, everyone needs this. Everyone needs good relationships. Everyone needs good health. Everyone needs more peace and joy. Everyone needs to grow their business. It's where you feel like everyone is your client or your prospect. So if that's you, I'm going to just say it out. Scattergun approach is not noble. It might feel noble, but in reality, it's not noble because we're faced with 8,000 marketing messages every single day. If your message is broad and plain vanilla, no one's going to notice. And the fact is that you resonate with a certain type of person, and a certain type of person resonates with you. Your approach is going to appeal to certain types of people, and it's not going to appeal to other types of people. So really, although, yes, everyone needs to feel healthy, there are going to be certain people who resonate with you and your product or your service. So I have to say it, the scattergun approach is a little bit of a cop-out. So let's get clear and find out exactly, precisely why your own unique clients are making those buying decisions. And then once you get clear, you can laser in on the message that they need to hear. So at this point, Cheryl, I would like to go through a little exercise. Is that okay?
Great. That's a great idea.
Okay, awesome. Well, I hope you have a pen and paper ready. And if you know me and you've heard me speak before, you will know I usually want everyone to have a pen and paper, so just be prepared for that. So what I would like you to do right now is to think through the client list that you have right now, either the ones that are currently in your business or your practice or maybe in the recent past. And think of names of people that you absolutely love to work with. Start listing them out on your paper right now. Get as many as you can. These are people that were very easy to sell to. They were ready. They were eager. You've had a good relationship with them, no problems, and it's been a joy for you to work with them. And they love you and they tell their friends. So just write down some names while we're thinking about it right now. The reason I do this right here in the call is because oftentimes we will get a great idea, nod our heads, and then leave the call and forget about it and never do it. So I'd like to do it right in the session. Okay, if you don't have any clients right now, then think about people that you've worked with maybe as a volunteer. Because maybe if you're starting out, you know, you don't have any clients. It would be volunteer work with practice partners, family, friends, people that you've done whatever it is that you do with them and they loved it. They loved it. They love working with you. You love working with them. Okay, once you have those names written down, now let's go back through that list. Look through those names and circle the ones who've gotten great results. This is all about the results. They have done what you told them to do. They've implemented, embraced, and they're going, following through, and they have seen tremendous results. Circle the ones with good results. If you have someone that you really like, but they're not seeing results, then there's some block. There's something in them that's resisting, or maybe they're not following through. You definitely don't want to be attracting more people like that. So you want to have people with good results. Okay, once you have got those names circled, now go back through the list of circled names and cross off the ones who have money issues. Maybe they've said, wow, this is expensive. Or try to negotiate the price, or maybe they asked you if you could barter, or they've missed payment. Now, just one little thing about that, if the person is having some difficulty with making the buying decision because they're strapped for cash right now, they had to figure it out, don't cross them off if they were able to figure it out, if they came up with it, even if it was a struggle for them, because that's a highly motivated buyer. You definitely want to have them in there as long as they didn't say, you know, those things about too much, costing too much or, you know, trying to negotiate. If they came up with it, definitely leave them in. You want that kind of person who can figure it out and be creative and make it happen. Okay, so now what you have there those circled names that are left, those are your winners. They are your ideal clients. We have just ID'd your ideal clients. And the more you know about these people in their personal lives, their professional lives, everything about them, the more clarity you're going to get about how to attract great people into your business. Yeah?
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much for doing that exercise. I found that really enlightening, and I'm sure that a lot of people on the call today really got a lot of value out of that. And that's one of the reasons, Lana, I'm just so excited to partner with you for the launch of my new program, which is called Create Your Own Signature Follow-Up System. This is the first time that I'm going to be offering this program, and it's online. It's actually an expansion of a current program that I had that's called Set the Stage, where I teach during the onboarding process of new sales representatives at companies such as the Investor Group and new entrepreneurs through the Learning Enrichment Foundation and Enterprise Toronto. But there's an important difference. You know, as a result of requests from my students, I've expanded this training program to include mentoring. It's an 8-session program where we're going to roll up our sleeves and get started planning, developing, and taking action. So I love your comment about action because it's all about taking action. And we're going to put the follow-up business growth strategies in place for your business. Now, the 8 sessions include 5 business development training sessions and 3 one-on-one mentoring sessions to help you confidently move forward and put what you learned into action so that you can begin building your own signature follow-up system, a business system that's going to make marketing and selling your products and services just so much easier. And this program is designed to offer clear directions and practical next steps that prospects can use to build from their current strengths toward a structured system that almost runs itself. Because the bottom line is, systems increase the return on your time and money investment. We both know that, right, Lana? You've got to have a system.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I think the follow-up specialist is such a brilliant idea and something that everyone should be better at, because having a system is the only way to grow your business. And I love what you said about clear directions and practical steps. That makes it so much easier.
That's right. You know, that's the thing about it. We all go to the networking events, but just something missing about just go to the event and collect cards. But the question I always had was, well, what do I do next? And it wasn't until I found the system that I could actually start to be able to maximize the value that I had gotten in those business card leads. So during the training, you're going to learn how to leverage your expertise to attract more of your best clients, establish yourself as the go-to expert in your marketplace, and you're going to turn more of those leads into sales and make more money with less effort. And all of the 8 sessions are going to be recorded, so you can access your sessions whenever you choose. And that way you can move forward at your own pace to put into practice what you'll learn during the training. And you'll be able to return to your sessions again and again whenever you're ready to move forward and take another step. I'm just so honored to be partnering with you, Lana, because, I mean, I told you when I first met you, I think you're a brainiac. I mean, I'm sure everyone listening in today, they can now understand why I think that. Just your ideas and your skills is just so awesome, and that's why I'm pumped to be able to include you as the number one bonus for the launch of this Create Your Own Signature Follow-Up System program. And here's what you're going to get inside of bonus one. You're going to get 3 assessments to ideal your ideal clients and a strategic one-on-1 coaching session with Lana, the prospect profiler. I sure wish I'd had that insight when I first started out. Could you tell us a bit about how the assessment ideas your ideal client, Lana, and what's going to happen during the one-on-1 coaching session where you're going to look at the assessments and bring it all to light?
Thank you very much for asking that. I am so excited to be able to offer this today because it is so powerful. This is marketing information, marketing studies that cost $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 and more, all right here in this one, bonus number one. So what's going to happen is you're going to look at your list that you have right there in front of you, those circled names that are left, and you're going to connect with them and say something like, you know, I really love working with you. You are such a great client. You've made my business such a pleasure to do. And so I'm doing a marketing study to increase my clientele. Would you mind taking a short 8-minute survey online for me, and then you can offer them a little gift. And I've never had anyone to say no on this. The only objection I've ever had is a time factor, and 8 minutes, if you stress that, should be really good to go. So once they take that assessment, and we'll walk you through the steps of how that's going to happen, you will receive a 22-page report for each of those three people. Now, in that report, it's just packed full of information. You're going to get 16 emotional impulses that this person feels in order to make a buying decision. And you're going to be able to look through that list of 16 and select the ones that fit your business. Then you're going to get two sheets of hot words, and I call them hot words because they make your marketing copy hot. For headlines, email subject lines, sales pages, even your sales call, you can use these words and get your best clients' attention with them and have them leaning in to learn more. You can know exactly what to say. Then there is a section on colors because colors are very powerful. The colors you will use for your logo, your headline, any branding that you do, and with those colors comes the emotion that the color will produce. So if you're trying to project integrity and your branding is around integrity and dependability, there's a certain shade of blue for that. You're going to find out what that is. If you want to portray harmony and peace, there's a certain shade of green for that. And you're going to know exactly what those are all laid out for you in that report. There's another section on food. And this is a really interesting study where food is related to personality. You can use this in networking and networking events, especially if you're in charge of a menu for refreshments or if you're just looking around to see who's eating what, drinking what. It will give you some insight into who might be your ideal client based on this. This is very documented, and it's being used for jury selection right now as we speak. So it's very, very cutting-edge information for you. Then there's other information just packed, 22 pages. And the final section is where it gives you insights into potential joint venture partners. Who else has the same clientele as you do? And so you're going to have some fields that you can look at and connect with people to make these joint venture partnerships. What this is where you connect with another entrepreneur, another business, non-competitive, and you can cross-promote each other because you share the same target market. Very valuable information. You can double, triple, quadruple your reach with one connection, strategic connection like this, because you are going to be able to have the credibility and the mailing list available to you from someone else who's also worked hard to develop that relationship. So this information is power-packed, and it's going to be all there for you as a bonus to this wonderful program. Then, on top of that, you're going to get 30 minutes on the phone with me, and I'm going to look at your three reports, I'm going to look at your business, and I'm going to give you step-by-step input into how to implement what you have there in front of you. I'm going to look at what your business does, give you the threads from these people, where they are like, how they match up, and your powerful marketing message. So this is all contained in this one bonus, and I will be so happy to give you as much as I possibly can during that 30-minute phone call.
Well, that is just amazing, Alana. I mean, really, thank you so much. I mean, that's just packed with information, and I know when I received mine, I was just completely mind-boggled about how much information was in there, and it was really interesting, actually, when I started to identify the top three or four were the same across ideal clients and myself, so I found that was really was interesting. And in addition to Lana's bonus, there are two other bonuses. Bonus number two is a vision and goal setting special report and a strategic one-on-one coaching session with me to clarify your vision and to map out your goal getting next steps. Having clarity was going to help you to maximize your business growth strategies. Just as Lana said, clarity is everything. Help you to reveal during your Create Your Signature Follow-Up Business System program. And this bonus is valued at $150. And then bonus number three is a behind-the-scenes how-to secrets of using LinkedIn. This is an audio with a LinkedIn expert who created 20% of his six-figure income from 10 minutes a day on that business networking site. and that bonus is valued at $89. So along with the number one bonus with Lana, valued at $350, the total value of all the three bonuses is $589. And the Create Your Own Signature Follow-Up System program is valued at $795. So that's quite a good value there. You know, you got $589 worth of bonuses. To get in on this special opportunity and get all of the details, you just go over to kickstartyourcompany.com/businessdevelopment training. You're going to find out all about the details of the program, how you can pay. There's an easy payment program over there as well. I have to tell you right now, there's really only room for about 5 people in this program. Just go over there and check out everything about the bonuses, because I'm only going to offer these during the initial launch period. So if you're interested, you're going to get all the information. So now that we just have a little bit of extra time here, Lana, is there anything else that you would like to tell us about profiling as a business growth strategy? You wish you'd known something about it earlier?
Oh, absolutely. If only I had known how to get clear on who my prospects were, it would have saved me so much time and so many marketing dollars by getting totally clear. Because when you're clear, all the dead weight falls off. It's just like a runner practicing with weights around the ankles, and then those weights come off and you can fly. And that's what will happen in your business as well. People will buy sooner, more, and more often.
That's it, what we want, sooner and more often. I'm all good with that. That's how I wish my business had taken off in the beginning when I first started off, and I'm sure all of us are hoping for the same thing. Well, thanks a lot for sharing with us today, Lana, and for joining me, Cheryl Schofield, the follow-up specialist, for this conversation with an expert entrepreneur, with my guest, Lana McCara, the prospect profiler.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. It's been wonderful to be with you today.
It's been very enlightening. And for all of those who are listening on the call today, I just wanted to remind you that a link for the recording will be emailed to you. And if you'd like to join the conversation, remember to send your questions off to Cheryl at kickstartyourcompany.com. And I just wanted to also let you know that the next conversation with an expert entrepreneur, if I had only known, is going to be in 2 weeks, again on a Wednesday at 12 noon. So you can grab your lunch and join us. And have a great day, everyone. And thanks again for joining us, Lana. It's been great.